Consumer Man, Emmy Award-winning broadcaster, contributing editor to checkbook.org, and a friend of the John Landecker program. Good evening, Consumer Man, and welcome back.
Hi, John. I won the bet with my wife.
You...
I told her you were going to pick that song. That's what I bet on.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, it's a pretty appropriate.
No, it's totally appropriate.
Yeah.
But I had to go to a portion of the song where they don't continue the lyric.
Correct.
It's because he's talking about, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be too sexist here, but it's totally sexist. He wants to shop around for, don't be fooled by the very first one. Well, we don't need to get into that. Although I suppose you could take
the same advice applies to holiday shopping.
Exactly. That was just crossing my mind. Yeah. Yeah. So,
how are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm really doing well.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here we are. You know, this season, I obviously it happens annually, but somehow it always seems to creep up on me. I guess I'm just not paying consumer attention, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Or you're creepy.
Or, yeah, maybe I'm just creepy. Here comes Thanksgiving, then right down the road is Christmas and holiday shopping.
Yep.
I mean, it's a big, big deal.
And we wrote an article and did a podcast with a bunch of tips because this year is going to be a little bit different, John, because of a couple of things. The economy, where it is. Some people are really stretched pretty thin. And also because of the trade wars that are going on with the Trump administration. A lot of holiday decorations and most toys are manufactured in China, along with a lot of clothing, electronics. So there may be more price hikes in those areas. And there may be shortages of supplies, which is why our number one tip is that if you are going to be shopping for holiday things and have something that's an absolute must-have on your list that you just have to have it, do not wait until Black Friday. Probably one of the best shopping days of the year, but that may not be around by then. The problem is, as we point out in the article, there's going to be a whole lot of these things. All the stores are already, the big ones, Amazon, Best Buy, Macy's, Target, Walmart, they're already rolling out early Black Friday sales. I know the word Black Friday gets customers motivated. And you may not see the same sales on Black Friday. So it's a little difficult to know what to do. But the rule is, if it's something you just have to have, do not assume it will be around the closer to the Christmas and Hanukkah, which is very early this year, by the way. Get it. And then if for some reason the price goes down, most stores have very liberal policies about making the exchange price and just say, I'd like to refund the difference on this, please. And you should be able to deal with it that way. But that's our number one of three big tips for the year.
What's the second?
Comparison shop. Shop around.
Yeah.
please do not use the word sale as an excuse to buy something. We have a big investigation, and we're going to talk to you about that next time. A six-month investigation, but the headline is that sale prices are very often fake discounts.
Yeah.
They cross out the regular price. They cross out the list price. They never sell it at that price, and they just motivate you with a 40, 50, 60% off. Doesn't really happen. You can track prices with a website called, I love this name, Camel, which tracks prices offered by Amazon. Not that they're necessarily the lowest, but it gives you a reference point of what the price is selling for. There are other things like PayPal's Honey or BizRate or Price Grabber or Shopzilla. Use your cell phone when you're in the store to do on-the-fly research, John. If you see a product,
see
if it's cheaper somewhere else. And if you know how to use visual search, you take a picture of the product, it goes out on the web and searches for you, and it can tell you who else has the product. Maybe they have it at a lower price, and then you can either decide to buy it somewhere else or go to the manager and say, could you please price match this item? My super shopper colleague, Jamie at Checkbook, she does that. And if she finds out it's cheaper online, she may leave and go buy it online because not only does she get the price better, but she gets cash back from some of these cashback sites she uses.
Right.
So
in
some cases, she may do that. So that's the big deal. Do not assume it's a good price. You have to shop around and make sure that it really is a good price.
Now, I see some segments to this article here, and one of them I wanted to get to, and others, but let AI do some of the work. That I find very intriguing.
Yes, and that was our third tip, and that's new for this year. I spoke to a good friend of mine, Lisa Lee Freeman. She's a former editor-in-chief of Consumer Reports Shop Smart magazine. She knows how to shop. And she told me for the podcast that she is now using artificial intelligence to compare prices, locate products, and even suggest similar yet more affordable alternatives. She uses these AI shopping buddies to summarize consumer customer reviews, which is great. You know, the star ratings, and the reviews, but she will go in and say to the AI, for instance, I'm buying a pair of running shoes. Tell me what reviewers are saying about, does it run narrow or wide, or how's the cushioning? It will sort through all these reviews and then spit out the answer. Or she may say, I'm trying to buy this whatever. Is there an alternate to this thing that's almost similar and lower price point? Or can I get this at a lower price point? You got to remember, she points out that AI, as we've talked about before, hallucinates. It may not always give you the right answer. And I would not always believe the URLs, the website addresses it gives you, because it scrapes everything off the web and it could scrape scam sites. So if you see a really good deal at whatever store, my advice is go to the store's website yourself. Don't trust that the URL the AI gives you is the legitimate website. They could be taking you a scammer's lookalike website. But again, with caution, that may be something you do to use AI to find things more often.
Okay. AI for dummies. I'm the dummy. So, are we talking about like getting an AI app on your phone?
Yes, or you could just use it on your desktop. Like I use ChatGPT all the time to ask questions. I always ask it for the sources, and then I always go back and verify the source before I would ever use anything on my research for the consumer stories I do. So it helps me sift through volumes of information, takes me to where I want to go. Like if I'm doing a story on privacy policies, I'm not going to read all that. And I say to it, is the word whatever, return ever, you know, is the word third party company ever there? And it highlights all the parts for me, and then I can go and check it out. So it's, if you put some limits on it, it can be very helpful for you.
Yeah, I'm just beginning to scrape the surface. Would that be the right term?
You're a novice.
I'm total novice.
Yeah.
But I'm amazed at what the little things that I've asked it to do have actually already made it my day a lot easier, quite frankly. I got to tell you.
Exactly. Just be careful, like people who've used it for vacation plannings have wound up going to a lodge that closed during COVID. Right. I mean, you got to double check this stuff, but it can certainly summarize and get you in the right direction, and then you just double check it.
You have something you want to do now before the break?
I just want to share one more thing we talked about paying about this. And this was also interesting. Lisa talked to me, and again, she saves money like hand over fist. She's now buying refurbished products during the year and also for gifts. So these are products from big name manufacturers, and a lot of them have their own little stores for refurbished items. I mean, talking Apple and Dell and Lenovo and Samsung and Sony and KitchenAid, and the stores, Amazon, Best Buy, eBay, Target, Walmart, they are pre-owned products at really steep discounts. They come back to the company. In some cases, it's only the box was open, so they can't sell it as new. They refurbish it. If it says certified refurbished, they make sure it's the factory specs and factory settings. If a battery needs to be replaced or anything needs to be done, in almost every case, you get some warranty with it, and you can save a ton of money, 40% or more. And she said that for people on a budget, think about the set of headphones I'm listening to you on, John. I bought at the Sony refurbished store from them, and I saved like 60% on these headphones, and they're the exact same headphones I would have paid a whole lot more for from Sony. So they really are some really good deals. Keep that in mind. Think about refurbished this year. Certified refurbished.
Yes. Because I was just thinking about maybe I need a new computer, and you've just headed me in the right direction.
Yeah. So
when you say a Sony refurbished store, is that an actual store, or
this is online? So if you go to the Sony website, or you know, yes, they're on online, but it's all these basically their refurbished stuff is all being sold online, either by an online retailer or the manufacturer's online website. That's where you go. Yes.
More with Herb when we come back on 720 WGN. So, Herb, did you think I was going to play that one?
I've never heard that one before.
Sure you have.
I have?
That's Steely Dan.
Yeah, I know Steely Dan, but I love Steely Dan, but I've never heard that song.
You've never heard Black Friday?
No, I have not. I did go back, Jack, and do it again when I was a boss jock. That's what
I was
playing.
No. Black Friday, big deal.
Wow,
been playing it for a long time. Well, I'm glad that I could...
stump the stars.
Bring it to you. Yes. Okay. So there's one thing I want to get to, a little selfish, but
it's okay.
Okay. So I get this offer from a credit card company. I'm not going to say which one, although I investigated them and they seem to have a very, very high positive reputation. Anyway, it offers no interest on purchases or transfers for 15 months. But then I'm betting that when it gets to the end of that 15 month, if I haven't completely paid that off, what happens?
We have a winner. What happens is you will get charged retroactive interest from the start of when you took out the situation.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I mean, it's the same thing with a lot. Yes, I mean, it's a really good way for people to buy themselves some time if you are not just trying to kick the can down the road and not do anything, but can actually pay the charge off and deal with it just to help your cash flow situation. So that can work. It's recommended by financial people all the time. But you got to follow the rules. You got to make all the payments on time, and you got to have every penny paid off by the deadline, or then you go into retro land. Same thing with this card you find at a lot of stores these days. They'll offer you 0% financing. It's a lot of times on furniture, big purchases, TVs, 0% for 12, 16 months, whatever. That's the same deal. If you don't make the payments and if you miss one penny, if you're off by one penny when the deadline comes, it is retroactive interest. They will have been charging you that really, really high interest rate from the day you took out that loan, and all of a sudden you get hit with that, you smack with that payment. So it's a really big gotcha on that thing.
Hold it a second. So for argument's sake, you've got, 10 months. Let's just take a 10 month. And you've got an item that you purchased. And you've made, this may sound like a totally ignorant question, but hey, what the heck? You don't pay the interest every month with your payment, though, do you?
No, well, yeah, the interest is rolled into the payment. This is deferred interest. No, there's no interest paid. It's deferred interest. I lost my mind for a second. And what happens is it's being calculated. It's being calculated. If you are one penny off past the deadline, I mean one penny, they calculate all that interest to whatever it is, 30%, 35%, and okay, Mr. Landecker, here's your bill. You owe all this money.
You know,
it's a big gotcha.
I'll tell you what else is a big gotcha, I think. I mean, this is the time of the year I feel that, and this is just my opinion, that people will acquire some debt that they really don't need, but the debt's going to pile up because they have to get something for somebody. There's the pressure of the holiday and all of that. And they're going to possibly, what's the term I'm looking for?
I said in my story, 'tis the season for debt, and that's it. And this debt lives, John, for so long. I got a figure from bankrate.com, and they estimate that more than one in four shoppers, 28% of the people they surveyed, said they plan to take on debt using either a credit card or a buy now, pay later plan. Remember, as we said, that's debt as well. And then NerdWallet found that a third of the people who put something on credit on 2021 and did not pay the bill on their credit cards, they still haven't paid off the balances yet.
Absolutely.
This has been living with them for a year.
Yes,
you're
that's
paying
right.
interest on top of interest on top of interest, and it's steep. The average credit card interest rate right now, according to Wallet Hub, is 21.4%. But if you get one of these store credit cards, so if you go and, hey, Mr. Landecker, you look at all the stuff you're going to buy, we're going to give you 30% off today, but you got to apply for our credit card, you know, right here on the spot. But those are averaging 30.6%. 30.6%.
That is insane.
And if you go to some stores like some of these jewelers, Zales or Kay's or other places, 35% interest. I did a calculator on that. You know, they have these things that let you calculate how quickly you pay off the debt.
Right.
If you only made the minimum payment on a 35% loan,
here we go.
The computer comes back in infinity. You would never pay it off. You would never, ever
pay.
Really?
It gave you infinity?
Infinity.
I mean, I've heard of 30, 40, 50 years, but I've never heard of infinity.
Yeah, because you're never getting paying down the balance. You're still paying off interest all the time.
So the principal, if you will.
Right. So be really, really careful. I mean, if you're going to get a store card, you know you shop there, you know you can pay off the bill when it comes in full. If you get a 20% discount off the thing, you get special perks such as early access to sales. Extra bonus points. Absolutely. But not because you're being pressured and you got to buy this stuff and there's no other way you can afford it, because you're going to lose any If you're paying, I mean, do the math, 30% interest versus 20% off, you're behind by 10%. So it's not getting you anywhere whatsoever. So you got to be really, really careful. And we spoke to some experts at the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. These are credit counselors who deal with the people who actually, you know, get themselves into trouble. And they said that the biggest thing to do is make a list. Make a list, put the names of the people next to it, and put a dollar amount next to that person's name. For me, John, you can just give me a gift card. That's fine. I got no problems. Make it easy for you. And some people find that using cash helps them control their spending. Fine. If that works for you, fine.
You know, I went somewhere, I can't remember where it was, and they go, oh, I'm sorry, we don't take cash.
Right.
I said, you don't take cash.
There are some. So maybe they'll take a debit card. Debit card's another way that a lot of people control. But remember, as we've said before here, if you're going to shop online, only use a credit card because you get that online fraud protection.
Yes, indeed. So,
and if you use the credit card wisely and pay it off in full, it has a lot of benefits. I mean, there can be lost or stolen coverage. There can be all kinds of insurance kinds of things that go with it. You get a lot of benefits from credit cards, but you got to be able to pay it off. If you don't pay it off, you're behind the curve from the moment you start out. And well, maybe you can't give everybody everything. Maybe you just got to, you know, just throttle back a little bit.
This is the time of year where it's good to know the information that Herb has to offer. How does one subscribe to your various podcasts and publications, et cetera, et cetera?
I'll give you three addresses. All my stories are on checkbook.org. That's the nonprofit I work for based in Washington, D.C. We don't accept any advertising whatsoever, so everything we tell you is what we mean and say. Number two is the podcast is called consumerpedia.org. We have a whole half an hour on shopping for the holidays and how to pay off for all your holiday purchases. It really moves along. It's very fascinating. And Thursday, the podcast drops on fake sales, so you might be interested in that. And then if you want to contact me, my website is consumerman.com. All my checkbook stories live there. I have a little envelope icon at the top. If you write me a letter and say, hey, I heard you on Landecker, I have a question, I answer every single email that comes in from your listeners, John.
I appreciate that, Herb. Talk to you soon.
Okay, be well. Happy Thanksgiving if I don't see you before then.
Yes, indeed. And to you, too.
Thank you.